Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. I am so happy to be with you as usual. I've been doing this for quite a while now, and every time I get that same excitement before each show, and I always go, oh Lord, this is going to be a good one. I can do it with you for sure. It's going to be a rocker, and it's definitely going to be a rocker tonight because I have promoted this thing all over the world, and as you see, we have a very rockin' cowgirl on the show tonight. My show is about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. But since this is a half an hour podcast, we're not going to talk too much about that. We're going to get right into the nitty gritty of what our very special guest this evening, Nikki Breyer, is up to. So hello, Nikki.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. I met you, and I've been watching you, and I've seen you perform a few times. And like I put in the, what I put here about the hot and sassy girl and the one that gets up there on stage and knocks your socks off, that's really, she'll get your boots stomping and hands clapping. That's guaranteed, and it's true. So I just would like you to talk to us about, I guess I'll ask you one childhood question, and that's who influenced you the most when you were growing up and why?
That's a good question to start off with. Well, first I want to say thanks for having me on the show, and we had a fun time at the Stone Pony when we first met, so that was a lot of fun, and us Jersey girls got to stick together. As far as my influences, what's funny, I did not grow up on country music. My father was a Motown drummer, and my mom was a classical piano player, so I just grew up on music, and to me, music was just that. It wasn't like a genre. It was just what it was. So I literally grew up on Frankie Valli, The Four Seasons, Frank Sinatra, and then once I started learning to play guitar at like 12, 13, that's when I got into country music. But, as far as my influences, I mean, I guess you would say my parents influenced me because they really introduced me to a wide spectrum of music,
Absolutely. And, I hear that a lot, and it does make so much sense, of course, when you grow up with music,
right,
that you would be, inclined to have that. I think it's hereditary, too. I really do. I think that it's a gift. It's a gift, definite gift. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yes.
I was lucky that they were able to do that for me. And then, doing things in high school, doing like musical theater and stage performances and stuff, but I never really knew what genre of music I wanted to do, what was really defining to me, until about 5 years ago when I met my husband, and he's in the military, and I was doing the national anthem for one of their ceremonies at Fort Dix, and somebody just came up to me and said, hey, you kind of got like a country thing going on there. And I'm like, really? I'm from Jersey. What are you talking about? And you should go to Nashville. You ever write music? You ever this, that? And I'm like, well, I write music, but I mean, go to Nashville, really? I just the furthest thing from my mind. And I took this person up on that offer, and we went to Nashville, and now we have 3 albums out, and this is where we are. So I also give credit to the military too.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, when you say something about like coming from New Jersey and not really like relating in a way, like not thinking, oh, well, country. But I grew up in New Jersey as well. I grew up in Asbury Park. And, we are called the Garden State. We have a lot of beautiful country, I think, here. And when I grew up in the 60s, so there was a group of of people that, like a group of bikers will call them, I suppose, you know, that had the big Harleys, and they're so popular today, you know, dentists and lawyers and doctors, and they're so expensive. I mean, you know, it's different. It's not like the association. I mean, a cowgirl and a cowboy has a different connotation today than it did, I think, many years ago. But because as far as I'm concerned, for me, like I grew up too with my mother was a singer, and she sang on WJLK, and she sang at the Berkeley Carteret and different clubs around Asbury Park. And my brother Billy, of course, is second on the monument in Asbury Park. They call him the Guitar Man. So he went on tour with the James Cotton Blues Band and Clarence Clemons and Red Bank Rockers. But could that get back to you and to me, and as far as like what gets you into the country, is the same thing, a similar thing happened. Somebody came up to me after I sang a few songs, and they said, "Wow, I love that rockabilly set." And it was like three songs. I love that those rockabilly tunes. And I'm like, rockabilly? That's when I added country rockabilly to how I define or how I say what I do, because I really didn't know what I was going to do either. But anyway, I'm so excited for you. When I saw on Facebook about your Saturday, can we talk about that? Because that is whatever you want to talk about. It's your show, girl.
Well, no, we were very honored to be asked, and we're opening up for Tim McGraw, Easton Corbin, and Billy Currington at Taste of Country in upstate New York. And because it's such a huge music festival, it's already led to a number of other shows. We just got asked to open up for Blackjack Billy.
Wonderful.
They're another big national. Yeah, these guys are great. So we're excited. We're opening up for them July 1st in Hoboken at Maxwell's.
Oh, great. That's
and then we're
great.
Opening up, and then we're opening up for Low Cash Cowboys at Jenkinson's on June 24th. So I'm calling this like the summer of hot country cowboys, because I'm playing with all of these really good-looking cowboys this summer. So
definitely.
Up there with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, you fit right in there too, girl, with your with your country thang, so to speak, that they said you have, which you do, and your boots and your short shorts and your sassiness. You fit right in, and you play great guitar. You know, and Tim McGraw, he chopped liver here. These names are huge names in country industry.
Yes, they're definitely.
I'm so happy for you.
Players.
I'm so happy
Thank
for you.
You.
Because I remember for the first time seeing you, I heard about you because, of course, there was really hardly anything happening in Asbury Park music-wise. And now I must say that I'm going to give you some of that credit for bringing it in there. Of course, I give my some credit, even though I don't like have a big band. But I've been singing around country in Asbury Park, and now it's becoming you see more and more country band, and even bands that aren't country. I won't mention any names, but they're crossing over little by little, sticking in those country songs.
Yeah.
Taking it away. They're joining. Well, you know, if you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's definitely become like a wildfire. It's definitely spreading. But, you know, we're also true to what we are. You know, I am from New Jersey. I am a Jersey girl. I grew up on everything. So my music, we categorize it as country rock. We have a little rock influence in the country. And, you know, I don't sing about growing up on a farm because I didn't grow up on a farm. I grew up next to a farm, but I didn't grow up on a farm. So we don't pretend to be something that we're not. And I think that's what's so great about country music. Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of country artists are very authentic to who they are. And I'm not doing this because, you know, let's just jump on the bandwagon. You know, now we've been we've been doing this now for about 4 years, and to be opening up for national acts and to get radio play, and it's nice to get recognition but also to stay true to what we are, you know.
Yeah, you just reminded me of a really old, of course, Donny and Marie Osmond, the Osmonds, when they sang that song, a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. I mean, I think that that's inbred. That's something that you're born with, Nikki, though. I mean, you were destined to be a country singer. And just like I mean, when people said to me, Nancy, wow, you got, you know, like when I learned how to play the guitar, I didn't take lessons. I didn't do anything like that. And I started playing,
right.
And it just came out. And I've written like over 100 songs. And, you know, people said to me, hey, you know, you got some country going. And I was spent 28
right,
years
right.
in California. But getting back to you again, because this half an hour goes so darn fast. I want to give you a lot of credit to, like, I saw that you've been helping out a lot, like with the Superstorm Sandy, and that's really admirable, and I give you a lot of credit, and that's a big heart to do that. So, you know, I
we definitely work with a lot of charities. You know, first it started with Hurricane Sandy, and now we do different charities for the military, and we do something called Heart Song for Veterans that we donate. So, like, a song that I wrote for the military, Unknown Soldier, and Man's Best Friend, donated to different organizations in the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's terrific.
It, for every download, for 99 cents, it gets donated to K9 for Warriors, or it goes to Wounded Warrior Project, different things that, you know, I find to be relatable in my situation,
right,
being
right,
in
right,
Army life.
Right.
You know, and then we do a lot of things with animals. We do different, you know, fundraisers for shelters and stuff. And my biggest goal right now is to actually go overseas. We're got our passports, and we're applying to go overseas to perform for deployed soldiers.
Oh,
and,
that is,
you know,
wonderful.
Yeah, that's
you must let
big,
me know when you do that, because we can do
goal,
a
yeah.
like a, you, we can do a show to promote that. That would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
definitely. That's definitely like a big goal of mine. You know, music
that's,
is. It's nice to say, like, you know, where is this going to go, and we're having fun doing it, but I look at the bigger picture, and I know what music does for me, and I just want to do that for other people in return, you know?
Right, absolutely. It's a giving thing. It really is. It's a giving thing. I mean, when I came back to New Jersey,
yes.
that was I didn't understand. I had promised my mother, I'm the oldest girl of seven, so I told my mom, if you ever need me,
oh,
I'll come
wow.
back to New Jersey, because I left in my 30s, my early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened here? I think are you still there?
Yeah, I'm
Nikki?
Here.
Yeah, okay. Oh, gosh, I can't believe. Well, as long as we're still on the line, you know how your computer does things when you don't ask it to? It's updating. It's doing an update. But I guess it doesn't.
No, really?
Yeah, but it doesn't. It doesn't bother us. It's the first time I ever saw that. I'm like, oh, please don't have anything happen during the show. But anything to do with our show, which is wonderful. It's amazing
okay,
the technology today. When I saw us go out of the studio, I'm like, oh no, don't tell me, because, you know, like, I'm in
yeah.
the studio. So, but in any case,
right.
it's all right. It just kind of put me off of my thought pattern here. Oh yes, I came back, and there's a reason for everything, and I love your higher purpose, because I think it's so necessary to have that. Now, if it shuts down my computer, we might go offline for a little bit, but there's absolutely nothing I can do about that. So I'm
yeah.
just going to keep my fingers crossed. There's no way you can have
so
any.
So far, so good.
So far, so good, but I see it doing its thing, so it usually goes out and comes right back on. Well, anyway, so that's just,
okay.
you know, having those future goals is so necessary for you to progress, and you have just come such a long way, baby, to use an old expression. I mean, it may not seem that way to you, but because I know you've worked so hard. But like when I saw you the last time, I thought, wow, this girl is like rocking hot now. She is really doing it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And I was just going to say that for me, like I always wondered, like, well, okay, I'm coming back to New Jersey after 28 years in San Diego, and singing at some fabulous places in San Diego, and now. You know, I came back and I completed my CD, which was, and I only have one CD, and congratulations on 3 albums. I mean, that's phenomenal. And actually, I do need you to send me, you know, for some uploads, your most recent CD.
I have the copy that's ready to, I'll mail to you.
That'd be great. And then I just, you know, started in the broadcasting because, you know, I was asked to do so many interviews in New York City and all over the place, and it just snowballed. But then I let the music go because I really don't have a band. And as you know, I'm exactly a spring chicken, so I'm not going out on tour. You know, I'm not going to be doing that. But I'm loving what I'm doing is supporting people like you who are so talented, super talented.
That, yeah.
Very exciting. And now when I look back and see, like, let's get back here to you because there was a lot in your bio that I didn't, of course, I didn't get to put into your promotion. So I wanted to ask you, too, do you have any siblings? Because people want to know about your personal life as well.
Yes, I do.
How many?
I have an older brother. He's about 3 years older than me, and he also is a drummer. He's an artist. He was my drummer when we first started playing music about 4 years ago, and I was, you know, scrambling for musicians and stuff, and he's very talented, but he's like, you know, I'm doing this because I love you, because I'm your brother, but I don't like country music.
Yeah, that's like me and my brother, my brother's a jazz blues player, and I'm a country rockabilly.
Yeah.
So people will go,
oh,
did your brother play on your... Did your brother play on your CD?
No.
And I'm like, no.
right.
But John Harrington was Steely Dan, did. Go ahead. So from drummer brother.
So I have a drummer brother, and he's a wonderful artist. He does paintings and drawings and stuff like that. So,
that's great.
But I set him free. I said, okay. You know, once we established the band and stuff, and now we have a full-time drummer and everything, so.
You're established.
So now we're doing, we got Mickey Breyer and the Sweet Breyer Band, and, you know, just having
fun. Love the name, by the way.
Weird.
It's a great name.
Thank you.
I made sure to put
that in
the promo, but I like the name a lot. It's very catchy and very memorable.
I'll tell you a quick story. Where it came from was when we went to Nashville to do the first album, my maiden name is Signorella. And they said, well, you know, Nicole Signorella is just too – that's not country. We got to take a country name. So we were playing that whole game where you come up with a stripper's name and you take your pet's name or your nickname and the street that you live on, and that's supposedly your – stripper name, if you want to make one.
I've never heard that before, but thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell me that again another time when I can write it down.
Oh, yeah. So we were just goofing around, and I was coming up with different names. I said, well, my nickname is Nikki, and okay, my street name. Well, at the time, I lived on Sweetbriar Drive. Right, and that's where it came from, Mickey Breyer and the Sweetbriar Band. That's where it came from.
very cool. I was thinking about you last night, of course, in the show and all that, and then I thought a briar. Now, a briar is like a prickly thing that's like on a bush, and I thought that most of those are in the country. Those brambly bushes, I think, I don't know what they call them. They're not bramble bushes, but there's some kind of bushes when they have the high winds and stuff like that, those desert storms or whatever they are. They fly all over, and they look like big circular balls. And I think that they, I don't know, I'm going to have to look into this because I don't know if they have briars on them or not, but there's lots of briars. And I think I'm right about this. Isn't a briar a really like a prickly sort of a thing on a bush?
It's yeah, it's a rose actually. It's a like some species of rose. Yeah, it's a briar is a rose.
Oh, okay.
And
there we
like
go. Well, that's good
yeah,
too.
Yeah, thorns
that's
on
good.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, with the thorn. Right. There you go. See?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I love
yeah.
roses. I had like 21 rose bushes in California when I lived there. I have a lot of roses where I am now, too. I have to go out and cut some of them back. They're just growing like wildflowers. We had so much snow this year. But, well, we're doing really good time-wise, Nikki. We're getting a lot in. We're both talkers for sure, so we're getting a lot of information in. So you have one brother, and that's it, or any more siblings?
No, that's it. I have one brother, and I have
Is he older or younger?
Yeah. He's 3 years older than me.
Okay.
And I have lots of pets, my husband and I. We're big animal lovers, so we have a lot of pets, and we took rescues in and everything. So we're
right.
big animal lovers.
Me too.
You got
yes,
to you gotta love animals.
Oh, how many animals do you have, if I may ask?
We have 5 cats that we rescued from outside, and we have 16 Finch birds that were also rescued. We
wow.
had gotten them from a pet store. Yeah, well, we had gotten them from a pet store, but they were kind of using them, you know, to feed to other animals. So,
that's so sad.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know human
them.
Nature is human nature, but still, I get upset
when
they feed animals.
I don't
animals.
Like that.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Finches, and they're little. They're very cute, and we have two
Yeah,
balls.
I know. I had a bird. Oh, my buddy bird. For 22 years, he just passed away 3 years ago. A little green sheet conure. He's the smallest parrot that you
really?
Can get. Yeah, and then I had
oh, wow.
two cats, and I had a guinea pig, and she lived to her life expectancy. My one cat, Mandy, who was a California coon, huge, 24 pounds. I swear her father, because I saw the mother when I rescued them off an avocado farm. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, now I have my Lorraine,
wow.
and she's 15 years old, and she's my last pet that I have now. But if I live in an apartment, so if I lived, though, in my own home, God forbid, like all my brothers and sisters go, you'd be the cat lady or the, you know, you'd have cats, dogs, birds, you'd have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
once we moved into a house.
I'm a sucker. I can't even
yeah,
go to,
yeah,
like,
once,
I can't go to the SPCA. I can't go.
Yeah.
I want them all.
It's tough, but they're, I know.
Yeah.
I saw the video. What was the video that you posted the other day of the parrots?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then I put my little boy underneath the video, the parrot video. I put him, a picture of him. He was so beautiful.
Oh, that was him.
That was my buddy boy that passed away. And when I tell you, they have a mentality of a three-year-old. So, like, he was really a companion, like my child. And I don't have a boy.
Wow.
I have 2 daughters and 4 granddaughters and 2 great-grandsons that I don't see because neither one of them live around here. They're far away. So, yeah, So that was very difficult, but I'm just really now at a point where I'm, you know, I'm kind of was devastated, and now I'm just remembering him and just loving the wonderful, fond memories that I have of him. And I have to really give all my attention to Lorraine now, who is left without her sister. So I'm, you know, focused on that. But anyway,
right.
Yeah, animals, they're the greatest. They're just the greatest. All righty. So you must be almost ready and packed. It's Wednesday. When are you leaving for the mountain for New York? When are you leaving for the gig?
That's the thing. We have 5 shows this week, so we're actually heading to Hoboken tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we wanted to do something where we could stay over in New York. But so we have a show tonight in Hoboken, tomorrow in Carlstadt, New Jersey. Then we go down the shore to the Cove in Bayville, then to New York,
oh,
and then on Sunday we're in Pennsylvania. So five shows in a row. We don't get to
really relax much. I hope that you get a massage after every single one and get really treated, pampered. In between, I mean, that's amazing.
I'll tell my husband that you said that. I could go for that.
No, it's true. Well, you have to have that. I mean, that's very important, really. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, you know, I don't, looking back.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I wasn't meant to be, like, on the stage in show business doing show after show after show because, well, I didn't do it, number one, and I had many opportunities. And I had a lot of energy, but I think I'm just not into making commitments, and you have to be so totally dedicated and committed, and that's another one that I want to put the feather in your cap and give you such a kudo. It is not an easy business.
You.
You know, I watched my brother and I watched bands, you know, now consecutively for 4 years in New Jersey, been in the scene. And, you know, I have like 100 people that want to come on my show. All their cards are in a little box sitting on my desk. And it's like it's just not an easy thing. And five in a row. Wow, well, get ready, girl, because, you know, you're going to be doing 300, probably, you know, almost a whole year, you know, a year full of tours.
Yeah, that's
you'll be
booking
your tour, getting your tour buff.
Yeah, what we're doing now is we're starting to book shows on the West Coast, so we're going to go to Texas and California and start branching out, you know, out
I
of
love
the
Texas.
And head over. Yeah, Texas
is very cool, and I have a radio station for you to get. Well, I already sent them your you're on a Wild Goo Radio, they'll probably already look you up, and maybe, you know, if the radio stations I promoted to you are able to download your music, then they'll probably a lot of times they'll do that if they have permission. But so if you give me the A-OK, I can tell them you can go ahead and play their music. Of course, the internet radio stations don't pay royalties, but it's wonderful for exposure. The more radio stations you can get on. And I promoted you, like, you're in Europe and Paris and Brazil and I promoted you worldwide, so... You know, you go, girl. Even on Badlands, Philip Jump, my friend who runs the record company, you're on there. And I wanted to put you on Good Morning with the Boss and some Springsteen, but I can really only do people that are associated with Bruce directly that sing with him. I promote them, and I promote my radio show on all of the Bruce Springsteen, not all of them, on some Bruce Springsteen pages. So you were on, I think, Bruce Springsteen, Croatia and Portugal and Brazil, but none of the local ones in the USA. But anyway, hi, Bruce.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
Thank you, Bruce. It's because of Bruce that my music became so popular, because I was on Good Morning with the Boss. My album was on 3 times. 3 weekends, 4 weekends in a row in a period of 2 months. So when I saw him, I told him, I said, thank you so, Bruce, because I know much Bruce, because I know him from when I was, you know, in my 30s.
Yeah, we love Bruce.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
We're a big Bruce fan, yeah, we love him.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to running into him again. I have my picture taken with him now. And I interviewed, Michelle. I was asked to, which was so nice. People are asking me to interview them now, which is so wonderful. I interviewed Michelle Moore, who sings Rocky Ground with Bruce, and she drove all the way to the studio in Trenton. So we did an hour interview,
cool.
And that was really wonderful as well. But we're probably going to go over time a little bit. So in wrapping this up, because I was just notified that we only have a little bit of time left, I want to wish you the very best. I'm sure you are going to have a warm, wonderful welcome in New York. That is going to be, I mean, I can't tell you how excited I am for you. So
thank you
so much for taking the time, Nikki, to come and be on Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I just want to tell all of our listeners and my fans that I appreciate everyone's support, love, and dedication. And my new two radio singles, Angels for the Boys and Big Red Truck, will be out by the end of June. So you can pre-order them at GoFundMe/NikkiBreyer.com. So you can get on to the website and pre-order those, and we're just having a lot of fun. So we'll see what
happens. Right. Well, we can do some, personal business chat too, Nikki. Anything that you want to post, just post it on my under the post that I did for you. Stick it in the comments section underneath your promo. After the show, too, I'll be doing, like, I'll do an after-show promo. What's going to happen now is this broadcast is going to go on my Nancy Ryan page immediately, like within a few minutes. And people are just going to click the little, it's like a video. They just click it, and they start, and they hear us. So, and I'll share it right on, I don't think I can share on your page either. So what I'll do is I'll just share it, and then you put it on your page.
Absolutely. You got it.
Okay. So, and what I'll be doing is I'll be sharing that on all the promos too. So I'll just be going and sharing that on all the promo pages so people won't have to come, you know, necessarily to my page or to my radio show page to hear it. They're going to just be, oh my gosh, there it is for me. I make it very easy for people. Very easy. It goes right on their pages. And there they go. It goes right on all the group pages. So it's really phenomenal. I love doing the podcasts. It's just opened up a new avenue. It gets the same exposure as going driving, 2 hours for each show. I'm just loving what I'm doing. So I'm going to just quickly shout out my nonprofits. My most recent one that I had on was Carlos Rodriguez, the director of the Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank, Hometown Heroes, Michael Schwartz, Tent City, Minister Steve, Helping Hands of New Jersey, the Nixons, my girlfriend Bev Cruz, who's with Hit the Streets for the Homeless, and one other, my friend Allison Saho, who is with City of Angels. So those are my nonprofit organizations. Every single one that I have mentioned has a Facebook page. So all you have to do is go to those Facebook pages. And I think what I'm going to do, and it's time for me to do that, I'm going to do a Ryan Rocks News Flash, and I'll put all my nonprofits down so people have it in writing. And if they want to get involved and volunteer in any way, they can just do that. Thank you, everybody, for being on the show today, for coming and listening. The show is archived for all time for your listening pleasure and your convenience. Actually, I have a show tomorrow night, so tune in tomorrow night, same time, same station. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye, Nikki.